Thank you for joining me this week for a word of encouragement and wisdom from the Word of God. We've all heard the statement, that person must have been at the wrong place at the wrong time. Well, the three people referred to in this week's word were at the right place, at the right time, because they were in sync with God's timing to fulfill His plan and purpose. Most often we make the assumption and we believe that when we're knee-deep in a series of bad or negative events, that we could possibly, quite possibly, be out of God's will, or that the devil is in operation. And although sometimes God allows the devil to put in place a series of unpleasant events in our lives, God will ultimately reveal His plan and His having been in control the whole time and for our good. Joseph, Mordecai, and Esther were three of many examples in the Word of God. Their personal lives were temporarily inconvenienced for a permanent improvement, not just for themselves, but for their families and for the people of God. Not a coincidence, not at all, but divinely orchestrated by God. In the book of Esther, Esther was chosen to be queen, despite the hidden unknown fact that she was a Jew, a fact that later would become very relevant for the salvation of her people. Her uncle Mordecai, who God put in the right place at the right time, overheard a plot to kill the king. Mordecai told Esther, who was in the right place. Esther told the king, and the plot was foiled. His life was spared. Then a plan was devised by a man named Haman to kill all the Jews, simply because Mordecai, a Jew, refused to bow down and worship him. Mordecai told Esther in chapter 4, verse 14, "Who knows if you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And because of Esther's position as queen and her favor with the king, she intervened. She saved her uncle Mordecai, she saved herself, and she saved all the Jews from death. Then she reminded the king of how Mordecai had stopped the murderous plot. The king rewarded her uncle Mordecai and hanged Haman. In Genesis 37 through chapter 43, Joseph was sold into slavery because of what his 11 brothers did to him. But even as a slave, quote, "the Lord was with him. He found favor with his master Potiphar," end quote. But when Potiphar's wife falsely accused him of raping her, he was put into prison, and he was forgotten in prison for years and years and years. Long story short, after finding favor with the prison keeper and interpreting the king's dream, the king placed Joseph over all that he had. God gave Joseph wisdom to grow enough food to feed all of Egypt and his own kinsmen for 7 years of famine. Believe me, it was not a coincidence that Joseph was where he was at the time he was there. You've been placed in your family, on your job, in a hospital room, in a parking space, in a traffic jam. Yeah, traffic jam, or in a grocery line for such a time as this. And your season of events, whether good or bad, will preserve your life and save your family and the lives of countless others that you don't know. And it's all to the glory of God. You are in the right place. You are at the right time to give God all the glory. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And all things are working together for your good because He loves you and He's called you according to His purpose. You are blessed. You will be blessed, and so will the lives of others. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you. Go with God.